Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. You know, there's this dreamy, mysterious moment on election night when the candidate becomes the president-elect. The Secret Service probably here at first. The aura around him has changed. The air. It's magic. Reality. Till then, being the actual president is just a dream, more like a movie. And you know, Hollywood's dreams of who can be president are considerably more ambitious than Washington's up till now.
Jack. You saved my life. I trust you as much as I trust anyone, and now I need your help.
That's African-American President David Palmer, played by Dennis Haysbert, who's got saved several times by 24's Jack Bauer on the series, and he had to deal with crazed Russian bioterrorists more than the global economy while he was in office. Strong on terror, a little grumpy, had a demon of a wife, surrounded by enemies, most of them he hired. Then there was the first woman president, Mackenzie Allen, played by Gina Davis in the TV series Commander-in-Chief. She didn't get impeached, she just got canceled in the first season. When America needed change from the West Wing's President Jed Bartlett, it was a fight between a young Latino congressman promising hope and an older Republican, mavericky, tax-lowering dude with a nasty streak. Alan Alda played him. Hollywood knows how that turns out.
Ladies and gentlemen, President-elect of the United States,
I do solemnly swear.
President Santos, according to a West Wing producer, no doubt trying to get a job in the new White House, is actually based on this young Illinois Senator, Barack Obama. Being able to say you're the guy who cast monster hunk Jimmy Smits to play their boss just might get you a callback from the transition team. But you know, Hollywood actually broke the White House color line way back in the Nixon years.
How the hell do you get out of the first family anyway? You just resign or what?
You just pick an exit and walk, if that's what you want.
That's what I want.
Listen carefully. That's Darth Vader there, James Earl Jones, playing President Douglas Dillman back in the 1972 movie The Man. His big challenge was raising the troubled first family. Often, though, an African-American president has been treated more as a joke by Hollywood.
All right, Alderman, I didn't come here to argue with you.
Oh, yes, you did. We're having a debate. A debate ain't nothing but an argument.
A debate isn't the same thing as an argument.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Oh, yes, it is.
That's
no,
Chris
is.
Rock,
oh,
of
yes,
course, in Head of
oh, yes,
State,
is.
Which perhaps doesn't
no,
seem
is.
Quite
I mean,
so funny today. But there clearly is a rule in Hollywood. If aliens are attacking the Earth and there's still a chance to save it, you want a guy like Bill Pullman, the white guy in the White House, to talk to America.
Should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday.
And you want the African-American Will Smith to kill all the aliens and save the world. But if it's an asteroid or a comet headed toward us and there's no hope, only one guy to call. You go with your Morgan Freeman.
I believe in God.
Relax.
I know a lot of you don't. But I still want to offer a prayer. Our survival. Mine included.
Hey, forget the crazy world Barack Obama is facing. President Tom Beck in the movie Deep Impact had to deal with doomsday. Perhaps Washington is taking a lesson from Hollywood there. When all hope is lost, go with your African American. Nah. In 74 days, though, no more dreaming, no more Hollywood. President Obama, at the very least, will be in a position to rewrite all the traditional White House plot lines, real and unreal. Wonder if Jimmy Smits is coming to the inauguration.